Welcome to Red, White, and Who, a political podcast aimed for youth and their families to listen to together. Hello, friends. Today is a very special episode of Red, White, and Who, because a friend of mine, Josh Blow, is here and is going to talk about his experience having cerebral palsy and how that plays out in the political and social world. Welcome, Josh. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, it's fine. Cerebral palsy is, or CP, is a physical disability caused by brain damage by a lack of oxygen to the brain or right after.
Awesome. Josh, I know you've been working on a memoir called My Cerebral Palsy Life, a behind-the-scenes memoir book. That's a really awesome name. I have been lucky enough to get a preview of some of the books, and it's awesome. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, I tried a college course, an online college course, and my professor that taught the class didn't adapt to my specific needs in the class, and it got kind of stressful, and I got stressed out, and not quit the class, but dropped the class. So
yeah. That's unfortunate. That's a shame when professors can't accommodate. That's always unfortunate and not fair. And I'm so glad and honored that you're here and sharing your story. I wanted to quickly mention that I felt so strongly that I wanted you to come on this podcast because I have a disability too. It's called ADHD. It's invisible, but I know people often tell me that I don't have a disability because they can't see it. And I know that we have discussed before that you and I have kind of an opposite experience in terms of people assuming that you are unable to do things that really you can do. How do you navigate that? Yeah. It must be pretty frustrating, right?
Yeah. Able-bodied people think that disabled people can't have normal relationships, and we totally can, and they just have their kind of own opinions that disabled people can't have relationships or date. So, and I kind of had people tell me that, like, he can't, like, I'm in the store, and the kid goes, like, he can't walk, even though I can, and I'm walking right by them, and they say to me, like, what can you see, because I am legally blind because of my disability, so stuff like that.
That's hard. It's really hard. I mean, when you're clearly walking by someone, you're walking, and that's the most ridiculous thing. And something I also kind of wanted to point out about, because this is a political podcast, yeah. Obviously, former President Donald Trump has been extremely outspoken with his bigoted and false remarks made about people with disabilities, which is obviously, rightfully so, sparked outrage for many people, myself included. What do you believe that it will take for the Biden-Harris administration to regain trust from this community, and what actions can all of us take to make everyone feel more included and welcomed in our country?
Well, I believe that the Obama administration did a great job of people with disabilities, and I know that since Biden was vice president to Obama, I know he will do a great job carrying that forward, because he's going to bring back stuff that he did with Obama during his own administration. So I know that he will do the same thing that he did. So
that's a really good point. And I also wanted to add that I'm guessing there's quite a few children listening to this podcast along with their parents. Before we wrap up this awesome segment that's been so informative, not only do I want to thank you, Josh, for your time and knowledge, I'd like to ask, what final message do you have to tell children and parents listening to this program today?
I would say, if there's any people that have disabilities out there listening, I would say find your own voice and speak for yourself and not let other people speak for you, because even though that we have a disability, we can actually speak for ourselves and we don't need other people to speak for us. So, and that's what I would say.
Thank you so much, Josh. I'm really appreciative to you for coming onto this podcast and giving some really awesome perspectives. I'm sure we'll talk again very soon. Thank you.
You've come.
Bye.
Bye.